The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. It's Monday, the 22nd of July, 7:05 in the morning. And the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Good morning, Christina. Oh.
We're running around here.
You and Christina are running. No, it's right here. It's right here.
Oh, okay.
I got it.
I'm
right
back.
Here.
So, you know.
She handed it to
it
me.
It just is, you know, here we are with the Monday madness. We call this a Monday madness because,
it takes
you know, hey, the wires are, if you get to see us, we are kind of like, if you've loved the Three Stooges, that's what happens this morning with, you know, Christina saying there's going to, got an email with outages, and we thought, okay, are we on? You know, because there's that complete disastrous outages with planes, trains, automobiles.
Good morning, Christina.
Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Monday.
What kind of national day do we have to kind of get us back on track here so we can...
Today is National Monday Day.
National what?
Monday Day.
National Monday. What did I tell you when I took a walk this morning and the moon was full? Okay.
Also today is National... I'll try to spell it right. Hammock Day.
Hammock Day. Yeah, that's... You know, yeah, Hammock Day.
That's fabulous. Your son-in-law has a hammock in the backyard.
I've slept in hammocks before, out in the field.
I bet you
they're not everything. They're not everything. They're, you know, it was more of a tactical hammock.
Oh, now don't they have hammocks in the, when you look at some of the older films downstairs where in some of the ships?
Oh, in the ships, yeah, all the sailors slept in hammocks.
Yes,
there it took a lot less room and. They were
probably
easier to take care of.
I would think it'd be more sanitary, actually, when you think about it. If you were in tropical areas, and even though, you know, I would think you didn't have to worry about bed bugs or lice and that kind of thing as much as spreading in, I'm talking about in older times, with a hammock.
Yeah, I guess they could dip them over and put them in the sea and all that every day if they wanted to, let them dry, if the weather permitted. So, okay, National Hammock Day. So,
all right.
What about National Weather Day?
Well, I'll tell you what, you need a hammock when it's 110. Now, you know, there's variations because we've seen that. As we go and we ask our, you know, when you go online and or ask Siri or ask Google, you know, what's the weather today? It said 113 earlier, but according to the National Weather Service and the printout we have, today it will be 110. There is a heat advisory going on, by the way. Overnight lows. The lowest it's going to get is 80. So, again, like I got up this morning, the moon was out. It was 5:15 when I took the dog for a walk, which was beautiful. And there still is a little bit of a breeze in the air, but I didn't have to worry about the cement being too hot for his feet. So just think about that as well, your watering and the kinds of things that you need to get done when we are in this heat advisory. Tomorrow we're going up according to this. We are going to have 111. I think the newspaper said it was going to be 113 on both days. So Wednesday 107, Thursday 102, and Friday, according to what we do, we know that this changes daily, but 97. But again, a widespread haze today between 11 and 1. We are under a heat advisory. The weather is always brought to you by friends out at in Anderson. That's Shasta Gas Propane. They are a veteran-owned business. We love them, the Kinney family, and they've been with us since we started on the air. And they bring us the weather report every day here, each and every day, every time we read it here on KCNR. And good morning, Monday. This is 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. And I just want to do a shout out, Carl, because on Friday, I mean, we attended an event. It was Maurice Johannesson's 90th birthday.
Saturday.
Yes, Saturday. But in that event, there were my roundabout way of saying things. I had people say to me, "Oh, I hear you're on assignment. You're on assignment." And I go, "Well, you may think I'm just kicking around and not doing much, but the reality is I'm caring for things that need to be done, that when you have work with animals or work at the house or pipes or fences or whatever it is in order
to... Tree cutters.
Yeah, all those things need to be done at a certain time of day, and it does, it has in kind of, I, you know, it's not like we've got somebody at home that can, like, manor the house. So that's where I've been on assignment. It's not like, you know, I've been off in Hawaii, you know, painting my toenails. I wish that could be the case.
I wish you were, because then I could be there.
Or you could just be, you know, have alone time, have man up time. But cross-cut trees came on Friday morning. They said 7 o'clock. They were there at 5 minutes to 7. I love that when people are punctual. Don't you love that?
I like it.
Punctuality is a
being on time.
Form of respect, in my opinion.
Crossing the line of departure on time is something that's ingrained into the military. And so to get there, and so you can cross the line of departure, you get there early.
Yes, and that's how I was raised. We were always kind of the first people there, and you started getting ready, and just you didn't walk out the door. I don't know. So I kind of raised that way, and it makes my I start to get my stomach gets upset and everything when I feel like I'm going to be late. But anyway, so they were on time early, and they did the most magnificent job. I cannot even believe the view, and we want to thank you know, the Schwartz family. You know, Mr. Schwartz passed away recently, and his son, and they okayed because we have to bring the bucket in on their property. And they cut the hedge down. In fact, I almost feel like it must have been cut down 3 feet. You know, it's going to be dead for a while. But anyway, we got our view back. But it was more than that. It's just really nice. And they were so professional and so courteous. So cross-cut trees, if you're looking for something, again, they're local. And it was just nice to see it. I said to the foreman, who's the owner, you know, you've really got a good team. He goes, yeah, they're the best. And I go, isn't that wonderful? We're lucky here, too, Carl, that we've got such great employees. Or I don't want to say employees. We share in so many things together.
Our fellow,
the space. Yeah.
Our fellow
KCNRites.
KCNRites. That's
yeah.
Right. KCNRites. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of like our little Hulkites and
okay.
Trumpites.
So the next big news.
And Democratites.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, they're going to be, I don't know. Okay, just because, okay, here's my question.
I will try to answer.
We know that Biden stepped out. I think he was pressured enough that he stepped out.
Well, he stepped down when he should have stepped down. Well, he stepped out probably a year ago, but he stepped down this weekend.
They made the announcement, and he has endorsed Harris. But does that mean...
Absolutely not.
That she is going to be the nominee at
no,
the convention.
No, it doesn't mean that at all. Here's what it means. None of those delegates, all those delegates are pledged to Biden. He can't pass his delegates on to Harris. Two things can happen. The delegations can then, at the convention, vote to have Harris as their nomination for president, just like the Republicans did Trump. So the Democrats can do that, but it doesn't say they have to do that. So they could end up with an open convention, which they do not want. The Democrats, of course, do not want a bloodbath going on during the convention. I say bloodbath because it's not literally, but figuratively, you know, people use the term bloodbath and targeting somebody. Everybody gets weird. But it could be a huge concern. It is a huge concern to the Democrats that the convention goes in there and she doesn't have enough delegates to be nominated. If there are not, I think after the third vote, then the superdelegates, which is, I think there's 900 or 700 superdelegates. Now, these are people that aren't, you know, they're just there in case of something like this. Democrats have superdelegates, as Hillary Clinton. Learned,
well.
They threw their strength behind her. Now, so here's the problem. If they can coalesce, they can get behind Harris and on the first ballot nominate her as the Democrat Party's nominee for president.
Well, let's take a break, and when we come back, you know, we are in uncharted territory.
That's right. When we come back, Anne Marie's going to give us an update of everything that's going on.
And then at 7:30.
We've got open line today.
Oh, no, at 7:30 I want to talk about RFK Jr., DNC trying to rig nominating process to get monumentally unpopular Kamala Harris as nominee headlines.
Yep.
We're going to go into that a little bit deeper at 7:30.
RFK Jr. has said. Okay, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Four Winds Jewelry. Located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in town with not only a watch repairman, but the only stone cutter in town. They won the Best in the North State for 2023 and 2024, and, of course, the nominations are up again. You won't see a big ad in the newspaper like other people put in there that says, vote for me, nominate me. Four Winds Jewelry does it through, what can I say, grassroots. And there's a reason for that. It's because they are truly, truly the best. A great selection of jewelry, very fair prices, locally owned, locally operated. Been there for 30 years, started with Leonard, and now Rebecca and Henry have it. You're not going to be sorry going down there. Get batteries replaced in like 3 minutes. Anything that you could possibly think of as far as jewelry, including them helping you design your own piece of jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back.
Bam, bam, I'm feeling all right. Trouble take a fight in the blink of an eye. Don't need to psychoanalyze her, never skip a drain. All she's got to do is just to give me that way.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Wind River Resort and Casino is about to make your summer sizzle
with our $100,000 Bronco Bucks Swipe to Win Draw.
Swipe your River Club card daily to win free drawing entries or other instant prizes.
Your Thursdays just got way more thrilling with our weekly drawings kick off at 7 p.m.
Mark your calendars for the final drawing on August 29th
for your shot at cold hard cash.
For a 2024 Ford Bronco.
For complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Find your moments at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Are you a senior or part of a senior family in Northern California? Discover the Legacy Conference, Shasta County's premier event for seniors. Hi, I'm financial advisor JC Marrero, the founder of Legacy Builders Alliance. We invite you to join us for the Legacy Conference on August 3rd at the Redding Civic Auditorium. Admission is free thanks to Roof Savers. Explore vendor booths, attend interactive breakout sessions, and gain valuable insights from our local experts in finance, estate law, health, wellness, and so much more. Attendees will have the opportunity to be entered into drawings to win giveaway prizes, visit food trucks, and enjoy free coffee. By pre-registering today, you'll receive an extra entry into our big giveaway valued at over $5,000. Also, the first 800 attendees will receive a free swag bag. Reserve your spot today at legacybuildersalliance.org or by calling 530-364-4667. Take charge of your legacy and leave a lasting impact. We look forward to seeing you on August 3rd.
Hi friends, RC from Tobacco and Brew with this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Toscano's Master Aged Cigars. For all those who enjoy Kentucky fire-cured tobacco comes Toscano's Premium Blend. Micro-fermented, flame-cured, aged, then aged an additional 360 days, all under the daily watch of an affinatore. Some have called this Toscano's Masterpiece. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Mimi Mosley here from Mosley Family Cellars. We'd just like to thank Redding Rancheria for their generous gift to us. It was so helpful and helped to keep us alive.
Hi, I'm Shelby Mahara with Squishy Doodle Face Painting, and I just wanted to say a huge thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support. They always help the community and always help to take care of us when they can.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And on the line is Anne Marie with our community calendar brought to you by Siskiyou Insurance Company. Good morning, Anne Marie.
Good Monday morning, everyone.
You know what?
Good morning. Good morning.
Somebody called in. Somebody called in after you did your community calendar, and they said they want to know what you're drinking in the morning.
That's true.
Water. I like to drink ice water in the morning. It cups me up a little.
Okay, there you go. Okay, what's happening?
Well, as we begin, I'd like to say a shout out to all of our firefighters who are working around the clock on all these fires. We have someone very special to us working the Hill Fire. We love you, Z. Be safe out there.
Well, you know, we've got a young man that used to work for us and went through Cal Fire called, his name's Liam Bryant, and we've stayed in touch with Liam. So we don't know if he's out there fighting that fire or which fire he's on. So kind of concerned about him, too. So big shout out to Liam also.
Absolutely. Yeah, these guys and gals are working under extreme conditions, especially with the heat, right? So, you know, you got to love them.
Yes, we do.
So Shasta County Child Support Services is accepting donations for their annual backpack and school supply drive through July 31st. Donations needed include backpacks, notebooks, pens and pencils, markers, crayons, binders, folders, glue, and other standard school supplies. Donations can be dropped off at their main office, 2600 Park Marina Drive in Redding, or at any Shasta County Tri-Valley Bank branches, Golden Valley Bank on Hempstead Drive in Redding, and at Shasta County Health and Human Services located in Redding and the city of Shasta Lake. The backpack and school supply giveaway will take place on August 5th. For additional information, call 530-229-8767. The Redding Police Department is currently accepting applications for its Citizen Academy, a 9-session course meeting weekly on Thursdays beginning September 12th from 5:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. at Redding City Hall. Over the course of the Citizen Academy, there will be lectures, demos, and hands-on activities, all while bringing awareness to the challenges law enforcement faces on any given day. You can register for the Citizen Academy or learn more by visiting cityofreading.gov/citizenacademy. As I mentioned last week, Shasta Wildlife and Rescue and Rehabilitation has put out a call to the community for support, citing the recent heat wave as depleting a lot of their resources. You can donate to the group by visiting the website, ShastaWildlife.org. They are also asking for donations of animal carriers in all sizes, food, lumber, and building materials, and shade cloths. If you are able to donate items in need, please contact them at 530-365-9453, and be sure to check them out on Facebook, Shasta Wildlife Rescue and Rehabilitation. And don't forget, the Anderson Police Department is still doing the K-9 unit fundraiser in the form of a raffle, where 100% of the proceeds will go to the Anderson Police Department K-9 unit. You can pick up a raffle ticket for $20 donation in the lobby of the police department. More details can be found on their Facebook page, which is Anderson Police Department. Actual drawing will be held on July 31st. This Wednesday night, July 24th, check out the Neon Playboys as part of the Mosquito Serenade concert series, located at Anderson River Park, 2800 Rupert Road. This event is free to attend and will start at 6 p.m. with the opening band and headliner at 7 p.m. Food will be available for purchase at the event. Those attending are asked to please keep your pets at home, and chairs and blankets to sit on are encouraged for you to bring. This Wednesday night summer concert series will continue until August 14th. For more information, visit Mosquito Serenade on Facebook. Friday night, July 26th, check out Anna Jay as part of the Friday Night in the Park concert series taking place at Claire Engle Park in the city of Shasta Lake. The event kicks off at 6 p.m. and is free to attend. Look for vendors and food trucks to also take part in this event. Again, lawn chairs and blankets are encouraged. The Friday Night in the Park concert series will run through August 30th. More information can be found at Shasta Lake Chamber on Facebook. Now, please note, outdoor events can be subject for cancellation due to extreme heat, so definitely check before you go. And finally, if you are interested in vendor space for the upcoming Shasta District Fair, Craft Fair, and Swap Meet, there are applications available online at ShastaDistrictFairAndEventCenter.com. The upcoming dates for 2024 include the weekend of September 14th and 15th, November 9th and 10th, and December 7th and 8th. And that is just a sample of events happening around the area. I'm Anne Marie with your community calendar.
Anne Marie.
Yes, sir.
Do you get to any of these? You get to some of these, right?
Some of them I do. The smoke has really limited my outdoor activities this past week. I couldn't even make church yesterday.
Oh,
but
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Did they have church without you?
They did, and that's a good thing. Yes. I'm just one member.
Yeah, but do you sing, when they sing the hymns, do you sing right along?
With the group, yes, not solo. And you will thank me for that.
Are you in the choir?
No, sir. I'm in the congregation.
Linda,
in the pews.
When I would just I would sing and give, you know, make a joyful noise to the Lord, right? And
then I do, but with others, so it doesn't sound wonky.
Well, Linda would say, "Well, you've got the noise part right." And she's, you know,
I never discouraged you.
No, you never did.
All
you
right.
You just would take. She would sit with somebody else though, and.
That's not true.
What's pitch?
Making it all up.
What's pitch? She says, you have no pitch. And I went, I do. I can throw a fastball just like anybody. And she goes, and I'm talking about musical pitch. And I'm not sure what that is. Okay, Anne Marie, great job. Thank you very, very much.
Have a great week, everyone.
You too.
Okay, and this was brought to you by Siskiyou Insurance
Services
Incorporated, located at 857 Mistletoe Lane, right here in Reading. You can reach them at 530-224-2345. Curtis Byron and the gang down there. Okay.
And by the way, we once a week give away our flag.
Yes.
We give away a brand new flag from the Flag Center. It's a beautiful, weather appropriate for Reading, you know, so it's not going to fade and rip and those kinds of things. It's got, you know, a longer lifespan. And, we're taking names. So on Friday we will, draw a name. So give us a call if you want to be in that drawing right now at 605. Of course, prefix first, 530, 605-4567 for a flag. And we know more than ever we want to be flying our flags right now.
There you go. Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the top 50 cardiovascular hospitals in the United States, just won an award for their treatment of stroke patients for the second or third year in a row. And, you know, making sure that the stroke patients have care, not only just care, when they come into the hospital, but preventative care and follow-up care. At Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here. We'll be right back.
Celebrate the 40th anniversary of the veteran-owned sandwichery at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. This mom-and-pop restaurant has been serving up delicious, quick, and fresh, made-to-order sandwiches with generous portions at a great price for 40 years. Enjoy a club sandwich, pastrami corned beef, a Californian with turkey, avocado, and cheese, an egg salad sandwich, roast beef, chicken salad, and I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. They also have vegetarian sandwiches and much more, plus hot dogs and homemade soups, potato salad, and big bakery-style cookies. Sandwichery is also a destination featuring unique World War II decor with inside dining and outside shaded patio seating. Sandwichery, celebrating their 40th anniversary this July. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 2 at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. Sandwichery, dine in or take out. Call 530-246-2020. That's 530-246-2020.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairers will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. It's Monday. We made it through the weekend, the 22nd of July, 7:34 in the morning, 78 degrees out there, going up to, would you say 110 today?
This is what it's calling for, 110. The paper said 113, but according to the National Weather Service, and what we do is, Bob Longy used to say that there were all of these, I wish I can remember the term.
Six different weather areas here.
There's a term he used.
Yeah, he did.
That the airport's one, this part of the area is one, and so there's variations of about five to six degrees. I didn't even know what happens at Palo Cedro, but we could actually look that up. But anyway, 110, overall 110 with a heat advisory and overnight lows. The lowest will be 80.
Okay. Before Linda gets back into RFK, I've got things that happen. You know, people know we have a horse, Odina the Wonder Horse. And people have asked us how she's doing because she was going through these health issues with her feet, with her hooves. Well, I'm happy to announce that she is back at full strength. I've been riding her, getting ready for a trip she and I are taking here in about a month, a four-day trip, in about a month up in the Warner Mountains. And the thing is that she's about 1,100 pounds, about, maybe a little bit less. And this is stands when you mount her. She doesn't try to take off when you're sitting on her after you get on. Nothing scares her on the trail. But she has been waiting to get out. So she and I, when we go out for our rides, we take off, go down the hill, and then she'll get into a trot. Ears go forward, she goes into a trot, and we'll stay in a trot for 30 minutes. Or until I get in danger of falling off. And then we'll walk for a while, and then it's a trot back. Comes back, she's not sweating, not sweating much at all. I am, but she's not. So Dina's back. And then Buford T. Big thing this so far this morning is coming over and untying my shoe and hanging on to the end of the shoelace and pulling on it. So we have a 5-minute tug of war where I'm trying to get my shoe back from it. And Linda finally distracts him with a chew bone. And right now we have no idea where he is. We talked about the delegates and how it could become an open convention. I'm sorry. Open convention, yes. And with the open convention, it means that the open convention will have it could be with a lot of rancor there that people are pushing to have other people in that they think will have a better shot at taking on Donald Trump. Donald Trump, really, I don't think he really cares. He says Trump, he says Harris would be easier to defeat. I don't know. Sometimes he ignores, but he misses the fact. A lot of people just don't like Donald Trump. As we've talked about it before, very, very smart people I know said they don't care if Biden couldn't run the country as long as it was Trump wasn't elected. And I just kind of think that the president of the United States should be able to handle these things.
Well, according to, we've got a lot of stuff that's being released right now. What's happening is, we've got, reports that are coming out and then flying off, being removed. So, I didn't save a couple things, but the recent one, the New York Times editorial board wants Vice President Kamala Harris off the 2024 ticket because of profound concerns about her electability. The push to dump the nation's first black vice president was posted just after President Joe Biden announced he would not run in the 2024 election and it could threaten Democratic turnout in November. The board first provided some throat-clearing praise for Biden by agreeing to step down when his term ends in January. So that's just a sidebar for a minute. We're just going to say who's running the country. If we know that he's becoming more, the infirmed part of Joe Biden, and Kamala is out everywhere right now trying to, do her political part of what it is to run for vice president. Who's running the country? It's kind of like it's frightening, and I don't even want to say it live on the radio, about the hole, if you will, in our democracy and the hole as far as the safety concerns of our country.
Well, let's just say something else here, too. Kamala Harris was in, and I hate to use the word cover up. See, conservatives were saying that Joe Biden and conservative media was saying Joe Biden is having some real problems here. I mean, you could see it. I mean, anybody, if you just didn't have these blinders on, could see is that President Biden was having some problems. I mean, you know, not at the first, but in this last year, and especially in the last 6 months, this man's been having, you know, he's been exhausted. First of all, being the President of the United States can be an exhausting job. Of course it can. Look at, you know, Obama. Look at Bush. Those people have been in there for 8 years. At the end, they're tired.
And, Isn't anybody angry about that?
Well, angry? Yeah, I am angry. And here's why, I'm angry is probably not the right word. I'm very, very disappointed. You've got the media whose job is to present the facts. And they did nothing to present the facts that Joe Biden was in trouble. There was a couple, maybe. The conservative media said, look what's going on here. Look at the things he's saying. And instead, the media, you know, Joe Scarborough, you know, and all these others, you know, that were propping up the president were saying things like, you know, this was, oh, you're taking things out of context. It's fake news. It's this. It's this. And it wasn't. It wasn't. And so now, after that disastrous debate, they started turning on him. And then the New York Times, who said, "Oh no, Biden's the greatest thing since sliced bread," called for him to step aside.
He's running.
George Clooney, not that I really give a really well, care anyway. About what George, but he is the guy that raised like $26 million for him. Says in his op-ed. You know, Joe Biden that was there is not the Joe Biden that was there 3 years ago. Well, no, but he's the same Joe Biden that's been there 6 months, 8 months, 9 months ago, and, you know, having these problems. It's one thing to misspeak. We all misspeak. It's another to need help getting off the stage. It's another thing that they have to change the stairs on Air Force One so it's easier for him to get up there. And watching him walk up those stairs is painful. Painful, but they still propped him up until it got to be so obvious that they had to do something, and then they turned on him, as did Nancy Pelosi, Barack Obama, and Chuck Schumer. Now, Biden felt very, very, very much betrayed by these people that he has helped for 50 years that he has been in Congress and Senate and president and vice president to achieve positions. However, President Biden is unable to do the job, which leads to the next question. Should he step down totally and hand it over to Harris? Harris has been the vice president for three plus years. She should be able to step in. That's the idea, a heartbeat away. Should be able to step in and run the country, but people don't believe that she can do that. The bottom line on this is that we as a nation, we have the right to know who's making these decisions, who's in this inner circle. What happens if a national emergency? Now, surrounding yourself with good people is important.
Really, it's about your team.
It's always about your team. And, you know, you trust your team to do things, but it still takes somebody at the top to give those mission statements. I want you to do this. Now, this is what I want to occur. I don't want you going this way or that way, but anything else in between, here's your parameters. Go out there and achieve the mission. Well, do we have that? And who is making that decision? Is it Joe? Is it Jill? Oh, hope to God it's not Hunter. In his cabinet, who is running it? Well, it should be Harris. And Harris is one of those that covered up what was happening to Joe.
Well, what's happened here, according to this report, Kamala Harris, a dramatic entry into the presidential race triggered a record day because there's those people. You'll see that. We've got celebrities that say, I'm moving to Europe if Trump becomes president. You're seeing that all over the place.
You mean we'd lose Sharon Stone?
Well, I mean, you'll lose.
Not Sharon Stone.
Yeah. But then you'll see, you know, some of the, you know, vocal haters of Trump that we have our marching orders now. The donations for Democrats who raised nearly $64 million in the 12 hours after Joe Biden handed over the baton.
Well, see, now that's a big difference than the $50 million that I just saw earlier today.
Okay, so that's Democrats claim the final total may be as high as $90 million raised in the 24 hours since the president announcement Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, well.
So what you're going to see now is, and they're, you know, what they're talking about is, you know, we've got a earthquake, not an earthquake. We have a political earthquake, not like a literal earthquake, but it's going to feel like an earthquake right now in the next 4 months. So hold on. Anyway, all 50 Dem Party states chairs back Harris, according to this new article that's come out. All state Democratic Party chairs endorse Harris.
Well. Now, though, but they can endorse them. Now, we'll see what happens. Will the delegates fall in line? Will there be other Democrats saying, whoa, wait here? It's going to come down to polling. And right now, Harris polls better than the rest of them. So it's pretty certain that she will probably get the delegates. But then again, I thought Joe was going to hang on longer than this weekend. Everybody was saying, oh, he's going to drop this weekend. I said, I don't know. He's pretty stubborn there. Okay, let's take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank's been in the business 17 years. Been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. They are a local bank. They are a community bank. Just recognized as being one of the best small banks in California and the United States. Cornerstone Community Bank, learn more at bankcornerstone.com, or just stop by one of the branches, one in Red Bluff, two right here in Redding, and one down in Anderson, and find out why we do business with them and why we're happy with them. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. On sale now, all tomatoes, peppers, cantaloupe, and watermelon plants are half price right now. Hurry in for the best selection. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, crepe myrtles, and majestic trees, along with roses and ground coverings. All 1 gallon or larger are all on sale, and all bag soil amendments. Don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Come check them out. The easiest way to find them is on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road, across the street from Tucker Oaks Golf Course. Open Tuesday through Saturday. You don't want to miss this sale.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you, then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests, including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local. We're fair. We answer the phone. and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communications, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500. When I heard that sound, and the walls
came down, I'm singing about you. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. 7:22 in the morning here, 7:51. Is the time, and it's about 80 degrees out there already, going up to 100 and, what did you say, 13 today? 110-ish. Okay, 110-ish.
Yes.
Could be higher, could be lower. The head of the Secret Service, Cheadle, is in front of the House committee today, and they're trying to find out what happened. And here's some of the questions. How did the Secret Service allow the sniper on top of a building 150 yards away from former President Trump? Saying a former Secret Service director, Julia Pearson, is saying a sniper can take someone out from a spot within 1,000 yards from a Secret Service protectee or from seven times that far. So why weren't, you know, and that's what I've always seen is that they're out 1,000 yards with Overwatch and everything, looking at areas where somebody can shoot from, they'll put somebody there. Did this guy conduct surveillance on the site and even fly a drone over it in the hours and days before Trump's visit, as some media have reported? If so, how did advanced teams from the Secret Service miss that, as well as local authorities? To what degree did Trump ask for Secret Service protection in the months and years prior to the shooting, and why did the Secret Service deny that before confirming it after media reports? And they did. They said, no, they didn't ask, and then came back out and said, well, yeah, I guess they have been. Did that have an impact on the Secret Service security posture on July 13th? Why was there such a lag time before identifying the suspicious acting man and the time they took him out with a sharpshooter shot? From the time he started shooting, when he fired the first shot, it was 27 seconds, according to the timeline, before the sniper took him out. 27 seconds, that's enough to empty a magazine and load another one and empty that one, if you knew what he was doing. Only after he was able to get off as many as 8 shots. I don't know. They're still trying to figure out how many shots he had. That should be pretty easy to figure out. Killing that one man and injuring 3 others, including Trump. Perhaps most of all, if the Secret Service knew there was a suspicious acting person in the crowd with a rangefinder and they couldn't locate him, why did they allow Trump to take the stage? There's your big one.
There's the big one. And you know, the thing is you're going over this. I try to, you know, not let things really disturb me. You know me well, Carl, to know that sometimes I don't know if it's a part of being, you know, a gypsy in my blood from years of the Croatianite in me. But I get a grudge. That's something I've been working on my whole life. I get a grudge about something. I don't know how you feel, meaning listening audience. Are you just mad if you're a Democrat that there's this big cover-up? There's been this big cover-up for not only 6 months, but a year, maybe 2 years, about Biden's condition. And so now, here we are under this Democratic leadership wanting to put somebody else in on the ticket who's been, like, where's she been? Would you want her? What's happened with the border? She's supposed to be the czar of the border. So it's not like I'm thinking, who is the person, if you're looking to sit down with world leaders, that is going to be able, whether you like their gruffness or are they inept? But, okay, so Joe Biden's withdrawal from the U.S. presidential race injects greater uncertainty into the world at a time when Western leaders are grappling with wars in Ukraine and Gaza and more, sort of China and Asia and the rise of far right in Europe. During this five-decade career in politics, Biden developed extensive personal relationships, okay? That's the truth. With multiple foreign leaders and none of the potential replacements in the Democratic ticket can match.
Well,
this is what we're not even looking at. All they care about is we got to get Harris in because she's a Democrat. Is she really up for the job? Yeah, there's a lot of things on the line. People are pro-life or not pro-life, or they're thinking about drill, baby, drill. Some of the things I wish you would shut up and not say. You know, like, because it's not going to be like, I want these things, and these things are going to happen overnight. You know, they have to go through Congress. They have to go through the Senate. There's so many things they have to go through. Just because you have a leader that wants something doesn't mean that that's going to happen. Because things are in place, and it takes years to change such said. So the scope of foreign policy challenges facing the next U.S. president makes clear how consequential what happens in Washington for the rest of the planet.
Do you think Harris
is going to be good in world events?
What I think? I think Harris lacks some of the political acumen that she needs to be the president. I think she has a tough time distinguishing herself. If she is the candidate, she's been going against Trump. Now, will she do better than Biden in a debate? We have yet to see that. President Biden obviously was having all types of problems, as we know, which is why he stepped
down. What if
she
put Hillary in as VP pick?
That's the other thing, too, is who's her vice president going to be? And Hillary's name has come up, but I think Hillary would be that's a bridge too far. I mean, people are not going to vote with Hillary as vice president for Hillary. She lost to Trump. And
I disagree.
She has got so much baggage. Everything they accuse Trump of, Hillary did too. The biggest thing on Harris is that she's been kind of off to the side, as most vice presidents are. Most vice presidents, it is true, people don't vote for president because of who the vice president is.
In this case, there are people who are such Trump haters.
Yeah, but there are just as many there.
They would say, I would rather vote for somebody dead in the ground.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Than I would for Trump.
Which is
so if Hillary comes on board, for foreign leaders and for people thinking about foreign policy, there will be those people who believe that that ticket would be all women, first of all, and then somebody who's done a lot, whether you like her record or not, she's done a lot for foreign policy. So she's the strength in the Harris, because what have we seen? Now, maybe she's done some things while she's, maybe somebody could enlighten us on some of the things that they think that she's done in her tenure as vice president. Enlighten us. Because we want to know who's running, as we can have an educated conversation with people who, in these next 4 months, you're going to go to dinner with, you're going to go to a birthday party at, you're going to be, you know, at events with, that you can actually have a conversation with, you know, rather than I don't want to be around them because all it's going to be is a fight.
Well, it's going to be a fight anyway. So we've got to take a break here. Hey, we come back. We're going to go back and address what's happening at that House Committee on the Secret Service. And did you know your taxes are going to go up in 1 year? Plus there's a number of other things we're going to be talking about. Now, this is open line. So if you've got comments, give us a call at 530-605-4567 when we come back from the news.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Now from townhall.com, I'm Jeremy House. Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle is testifying before a congressional committee today as calls mount for her to resign over security failures at a rally where a 20-year-old gunman attempted to assassinate former President Donald Trump. Lawmakers have been expressing anger over how the gunman could get so close to Mr. Trump when he was supposed to be carefully guarded. Joe Biden's withdrawal from the U.S. presidential race injects greater uncertainty into the world at a time when Western leaders are grappling with wars in Ukraine and Gaza and a more assertive China in Asia. Donald Trump is calling Joe Biden the, quote, worst president in American history.
Reacting to President Biden's decision to drop out of the 2024 White House race, the former president said Biden was not fit to run for president and is certainly not fit to serve. Trump went on to blame Biden's inner circle for hiding what he described as the president's total mental, physical, and cognitive demise. Looking ahead, Trump said whoever the left puts up now will just be more of the same. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A wildfire in Salt Lake City has forced people living uphill from Utah's state capitol to evacuate. Salt Lake City Fire Department Division Chief Bob Silverthorne.
Of course, we want to make early notifications as much as we can. We need to prioritize those folks and structures that we need to do a triage on, get those people out as soon as possible if we deem that it's necessary. We've initiated emergency alerting.
The blaze on Ensign Peak remains uncontained with more than 100 firefighters working to protect nearby homes on Sunday. Rescuers are searching for dozens missing after heavy rains caused flash flooding and a bridge collapse in different parts of China. On Wall Street, the Dow is ahead 158 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Government debt is now exploding by an unprecedented $1 trillion every 90 days. Think of that. It's a clear sign that our nation's finances are spinning out of control, and it's putting the savings of every one of you at risk. Hello, I'm Lance Wallnau, a news analyst and best-selling author and an evangelical leader. I'm deeply concerned about the impact this runaway debt is going to have on Christians like you who have worked hard to build your own nest egg for your family. To protect your financial future in these uncertain times, you need to diversify with something tangible and proven, like physical gold. That's why I recommend a gold IRA. To learn more, text FAITH to the number 989898, and my friends at Birch Gold Group will rush you a free info kit on how to move your IRA or 401k to physical precious metals, tax and penalty free. So don't wait. Just text the word FAITH to 989898 to get your free info kit on gold IRAs. Birch Gold Group is the only company I trust. There's no obligation. So text FAITH to 989898, and I pray this information helps you achieve prosperity and peace of mind.
A baby tree kangaroo is being celebrated at the Bronx Zoo.
The baby of a tree-dwelling kangaroo named Polly at the Bronx Zoo made its public debut, poking its pink head out of its mom's furry white pouch. Jessica Moody is a zoo curator.
Possibly one of the cutest animals to have ever lived. They look like stuffed animals.
The baby matchies are known as Joeys, and they wait until they are 7 months old to peek out of their mom's pouch. That tracks with the December birth of this one.
It's a small population, and because of that, births are not very common. So it's a rare and exciting event.
The zoo says there are only about 2,500 tree kangaroos in the wild, 42 in captivity. Julie Walker, New York.
The Environmental Protection Agency is awarding $4.3 billion in grants to fund projects in 30 states to reduce climate pollution. News and analysis at townhall.com. There have been multiple strikes in the war in Ukraine.
Russia and Ukraine have exchanged drone missile and shelling attacks. The exchange of fire on both sides saw two people killed in the Russian-occupied Donetsk region, while Ukrainian officials said Russian strikes wounded at least five people. Along the front line in the east, Russia said it had taken control of two villages, one in the Kharkiv region and one in the Luhansk region. Overnight, Ukraine's air defenses intercepted 35 of the 39 drones launched by Russia, according to an Air Force commander. In addition, Russia launched three ballistic missiles and two guided air missiles, which did not reach their targets, according to the commander. I'm Karen Chamas.
U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas has appointed a bipartisan independent panel to review this month's assassination attempt on former President Donald Trump. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It is the 22nd of July, Monday, 8:05 in the morning. The news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Christine is there, and it's National Monday Day. Monday Day, which is how appropriate. Yeah. It's good that National Monday Day is here on a Monday as opposed to a Tuesday.
But it's just so interesting how the culture starts, like, the working week. Why in Monday?
Why Monday? Why is it always Monday? Yeah. Why can't it start on
Wednesday?
Wednesday or Thursday. We can sleep in for another 2 days. Don't worry, we're getting there. Okay, 8:06 in the morning, and Linda's here with the weather.
Good morning, everyone, and how are you today? There is a heat advisory up and down the valley, excessive heat warning. Today will be around 110 in various areas. It can be up to 113 because we know that we have different temperatures here. And I'm still looking for the terminology with what that means. Maybe somebody can call in and tell us what
different
that
weather
patterns, but
not patterns. It's different weather areas.
Right, right. The airport is one, and so we're kind of wondering with the National Weather Service where they actually.
They usually get them from the airport.
From the airport, okay. Because there's areas that are cooler and some that are hotter as well. So one again, heat advisory today with 110-ish overnight lows of 80, which means that's the lowest we're going to get, folks. 80 degrees. So, 111 tomorrow, even hotter. That's Tuesday, mostly clear skies tomorrow night with the very lowest being 81. And then Wednesday we go down to 107, mostly clear with 77 Wednesday night, Thursday 102, and overnight lows Thursday of 73. That's the weather brought to you by our friends out in Anderson at Shasta Gas Propane. That is a veteran-owned business, locally owned, operated with senior and veteran discounts. Always give them a call if you need any kind of things with your gas or propane tanks, questions, et cetera. 365-3793. Again, there's some kind of thing. I think Christina told us early on that one of her, where she's getting her
internet
tomorrow will be out.
Yeah.
It'll be between Tuesday and Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
There'll be like a power outage in our area, so.
Yeah, but what service do you use?
We just received like a national IT corporation from Sinclair, KRCR. So it's.
You received the notification.
Yes, yes, thank you.
For at KRCR, which you worked as well.
Yeah, but
there.
It's kind of like a national IT corporate.
So okay, not, I see. Yes. But it's, you know, it's not like Spectrum or any of those.
No.
Because we haven't heard anything about that. So
yeah,
it's just that one carrier then. Okay.
That we know of.
Going back to the Secret Service, that's up in front of the House committee right now, and they're talking to Kimberly Cheadle. She's the 27th director of the agency, and CHITO was responsible for successfully executing the agency's integrated mission of dignitary protection and investigations by 7,800 special agents and others. Prior to her appointment, and this is what people are focusing on, was she was a senior director in global security at PepsiCo, where she directed and implemented security protocols. And that's a big job. You know, PepsiCo is all over the world in countries that you wouldn't want to walk down the street. But she had been in the Secret Service for 27 years, including an assistant director of the Office of Protective Operations. She was also part of the protective security detail for then Vice President Joe Biden and his wife Jill, forming a close bond with them. So 27 years in there, plus she was in charge of many high-profile organizations inside or departments inside the Secret Service. So it's not like she came off the street as being a security person for PepsiCo and became head of the Secret Service. Now, of course, people go, she needs to step down. And the only person that can make her step down is Joe Biden. I don't think that's going to happen. She said she has no plans to resign and pledged to cooperate fully. Calls for her ouster, mainly by Republicans, however, a Democrat has joined that group too. And grew louder after a closed-door briefing for lawmakers revealed additional troubling details, such as they didn't have somebody on that roof because they thought the slope was too much. And then they made the announcement that, oh no, Trump never asked for more Secret Service, which they also found was wrong that they had been. Now there's one guy from Texas, a representative from Texas, called for the Secret Service to be defunded. That's ridiculous. Now, here's something else, though. Secret Service is short of people. This isn't a secret. And, in fact, they're using the U.S. Marshal Service to protect groups of people like the Supreme Court justices are now being protected by U.S. Marshal Service. U.S. Marshal Service is spread thin also because of the lack of people. And then RFK, whose father and his uncle were assassinated, has been asking for Secret Service protection. It was not granted. And then after the attempt on Trump's life, it was granted then, not to the extent of Trump or Biden or Harris now. But still, he's got Secret Service protection too. It's a mess, and now you're hearing. The thing that kind of really there's people in the news media now. These guys are out there way far left. I'm not going to mention the name. Said that it was a fake. He wasn't shot. This guy used to have a regular show on MSNBC. Or CNN, one of the two. But Joy Reid has also kind of hinted about it.
You always say it's Joy.
No, there's a Joy Reid that's on MSNBC.
Oh, okay. I was thinking about The View. Joy,
yeah.
Okay.
Or The View, I don't think has said that to that point yet. But she, you know, they're saying, well, how, you know, they're starting to question if he was even shot. And then you've got a third of the Democrats in this country, according to a poll, that think that this was a put-up job. And so when you ask the questions, well, so what about these other three people that got shot if this was a put-up job? Oh, that's okay. Trump doesn't care. I think you're going to find out. And here's the other thing. They're trying to find out why this guy did this, this 20-year-old did this. And it could be is that they never find the real reason. I mean, he's not talking. You know, they can go through all of his background and all this and go, well, this might have done it, or this might have done it. But they've interviewed 200 people so far, and the interviews are still going. Trying to come up with some reason what pushed him into this. But it was a plan. He planned it. It looks like he did reconnaissance of the area. He may have even flown a drone over. And he knew that he had to be to get on this roof. But how did he know nobody was going to be on that roof? Did he show up and he saw, well, nobody's there?
Well, not only that, didn't they? Okay, so we have
so many questions
several different accounts. Did he, in fact, leave a rifle behind? Did he leave the weapon there? Preset it, is what I'm saying.
No, people saw him climbing up on the building with the rifle, and they started yelling. And here's the other thing, too, is they saw him like 90 seconds before. Now, 90 seconds seems like a long time, and it is at various times. But if I saw somebody climbing up on a roof with a rifle and I started yelling, and I, who am I saying this to? I'm saying it to other people. And there was law enforcement inside the building. If somebody ran in there, there's a guy on the roof with a rifle. And when the officer stuck his head up over stuck his head over because another officer lifted him up. The guy turns around and aims a rifle at him. The guy drops down, which you can kind of understand, and that's when the shooting started. But the whole thing, there are so many questions here, and you're getting the other side. Oh, is there a second shooter? Here we go, grassy knoll. I believe in Occam's razor, which is the simplest explanation is usually the true one. Now, there's times when it's not, but I think this young man, in my humble opinion, and my unskilled, unversed, not knowing all the facts, could be as simple as, I'm going to take Trump out, and I'm going to do it. And he kind of was up there. He goes, this is a good spot to shoot from, and gets up there. The Overwatch didn't pick him up, climbing up on the building, which they should have. That's the whole idea about Overwatch, is watching something like that. He gets up there, and he starts shooting.
How could our intelligence, with a second phone and three encrypted sources that they said they can now. Of course, that's because they're not letting us really know what is going on as far as he's had three sources they can't get into. That was the last we heard. And you are correct with Joy Reid. She is an American journalist and television host. She is the woman on MSNBC and is best known for
the
political commentary program, The Reid Out.
Yeah, she's a hater.
She
is. She hates Donald Trump. And it's obvious. And but there's other people on the other side are haters too. But right now, we as Americans, we're in a quandary right now. As Americans, we don't know who the nomination for the Democratic Party is going to be. It'll probably be Harris. It looks like that people are coalescing around her.
Mm-hmm.
But our country, right now, for the next 6 months, is in a quandary. It could be as simple as if Harris wins, Biden turns the country over to her in November. Okay, let's take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Judy's been doing this since 1993. She's broken her company into two separate organizations under the same roof, insurance and financial management. People who couldn't get insurance have gone to Judy Maxwell, and she has found them insurance for their homes and their property. On many occasions, we've sent three that I know of for sure, say, hey, go talk to Judy, and she has gotten them the insurance they need. And then they end up getting their business insurance and their personal insurance. We have our life insurance with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. She treats all of her customers very well. And we have the highest regard for Judy Maxwell and her team. For a free opinion, free review, and evaluation of what you have going in your retirement plans, your insurance plans, give them a call at 530-221-0441. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, right next to Members First Credit Union. We'll be right back.
Master Auto Body. It was bound to happen. We received several calls from vehicle owners that have had their cars repaired at the big box body shops. They were not satisfied with the repairs. They were told by their insurance company they had no choice to who was to repair their vehicle. This is not true. Big box body shops have such a large influence in the industry, unsatisfied customers have little or no effect on the customer base. Coastmaster has been repairing vehicles in Redding since 1969. Redding is a small town. You don't exist for 55 years with unsatisfied customers. Any and every customer's repair concern is taken personally. At Coachmaster, we do whatever it takes to retain the respect and trust of our customers. We do what's right. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
As a thank you for your outstanding service, Wind River Resort and Casino would like to honor you with our Military Monday promotion. Join us every Monday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. to receive your dining discounts and free slot play. Active or retired military members can present their military ID at the River Club to be entered into this weekly promotion. For more details, download the Wind River app or visit windriver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by...
A Crackmaster windshield knows the ins and outs of proper windshield repair. Jeff at Crackmaster, I just want to say that, you know, we're in this extreme heat advisory. And what's happening if you've got a chip or a crack and you get in and then you blare... or blast your air conditioning, this is what the expansion can happen in your windshield, and it can make a chip or crack grow. And that's very disconcerting, especially if you're getting on the road and you're driving on 5 North or South, and all of a sudden your crack has grown. So get into Jeff at Crackmaster. You know, don't fool around with your family's safety. This is your way to get a hold of it. He can do... chips a quarter size and cracks up to 24 inches. So get in there. He's located on South Market Street. That's 3208. Or give him a call at 530-241-8373. Crackmaster.
Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. Okay, so what are the most common jobs in America? Have you ever wondered about
common
that?
Common jobs.
Okay, what do you think the most common jobs are? Think about it. And, you know,
fast food,
you got it. Healthcare, home health care, and personal aides, retail workers, and fast food counter workers marked the top of the list with 3.6 million workers in each occupation. As the least common job, 260 wood pattern makers employed in the U.S. Wood pattern. I don't know.
I'm trying to figure out what.
What do they do?
That's like a call. Are you talking about top jobs in?
No. The least number of jobs.
Oh.
Is the wood care.
Okay.
The wood,
okay.
The wood guys. Okay. Home health care and personal aides have grown exponentially as the U.S. population has aged. It's the fastest growing among most states. So, most common jobs, home health care aides typically assist, well, we know what they do. Personal care aides are often hired to care for people in hospice. Advanced degrees are not required for most home health cares. Retail salespeople and fast food counter workers do not require formal education. And in California, they make $20 an hour. Okay, then you have general and operation managers, cashiers, registered nurses, laborers and freight stock and material movers, stockers and order fillers, customer service reps, and office clerks general. And they usually pay less money because of the education requirements and such, unless you live in California. Now, and the annual mean wage for home health care and personal care aides, $33,000 a year. Retail salespersons, $36,000. Fast food and counter workers, $30,000. General and operation managers, $129,000 a year. So it goes like that. Most of them, nurses, $95,000 a year. So the general and operations managers are making $130,000 and nurses about $95,000. Everybody else is in the 30s, or when you get into customer service reps, you're into the mid 40s. And office clerks. So, unless, of course, you work for the government, there's probably more. It's always good to hear things like that, where most of the people are working. Well, what do I know? So, people also ask, what's Harris accomplished since she's been the vice president? Now, everybody is saying is that right at the beginning, President Biden appointed her as border czar. And this is going to follow her around all through this election, that her job was to manage the border. And yet she only made, during this whole time, one visit to the border. She did go down to Central American countries and bring in like $4.5 billion worth of investments to help build jobs to keep people there. However, as we know, that's failed. She is now going to have to carry that load as being the one that is the border czar, and we've had so many millions of people come across our open border, that she's going to have to explain that one, which she may or may not be able to do. The other thing about that is the fact that the Biden administration said more people have been arrested along the border than any time else in history. Well, yeah, it's when you get so many coming through there. It's not how many you arrest and deport. It's how many millions stay here, and where are they? Sanctuary cities are being overrun with people. People laughed at Greg Abbott when he started sending, people north, but then they stopped laughing after this. The cities of Chicago and New York and other places. This one smaller town got something like 10,000 people in there. It just completely overran their social services. The other question is, and Trump brought this up, that I have, obviously Social Security needs to have some changes done. Otherwise, it runs out of money in, I don't know, 2035 or something like this. So some changes have to be done. How many of these millions of people that have come into our country get some kind of Social Security assistance, or Medicaid assistance when we're having problems taking care of our American citizens there? And housing. Housing's another one. You've got to house these millions of people places. And people can't afford to buy houses now. And as we learned in our House of Realty the other day, it goes into tiers. So you have people that can't afford a $300,000 house because they're not out there. So now they have to rent for a payment higher than they would make as a mortgage. But so they have to drop down to, say, apartments or condos or townhouses, and the people there, because the prices have gone up, have had to drop down to apartments, and the people in the apartments have to drop down to what? And when you've got all these extra people here, came across the border, and there's, you know, not even counting the getaways, where are these people going to live? Americans can't buy houses. $904,000, the median price in a house in California? You've got to be kidding me.
I know, it's ridiculous, but today's number, speaking of, I don't know.
Numbers?
Like what happened with the outages, 8.5 million. That's how many window devices were impacted by Friday's global internet outage, according to Microsoft. The outage was caused by a software update rolled out by CrowdStrike, a major U.S. cybersecurity firm. Okay. It's a U.S. cybersecurity firm. The issue led to the cancellation of more than 5,000 flights worldwide and disrupted businesses, governments, banks, and some hospitals.
Yeah,
so when you think about, when we think about the preppers, remember we used to really love the preppers, and they said, what happens if you have something like this? Well, while CrowdStrike has apologized, it has not mentioned whether it intends to compensate affected customers. Well we have friends that we know with the last, not this one, but prior.
When the last internet went out here.
And you kind of wonder, are there strings someplace in our globe that are trying to see if they can test
what happens?
These kinds of things that happen, like how they control.
Well, CrowdStrike, it appears, was trying to put a update into the system, and what they managed to do was shut down the system. And then the question is, didn't you test this? What kind of vetting do you do before you upload a update? And then it takes down the whole system. By the way, if you've written to me email, I lost all my email before 17 July. It's all gone. 2,000 messages, just gone. Emails, gone. So if you sent me something, you need an answer.
Why?
And it was before 17 July.
Why was it?
I don't have it. No, it went off on my Gmail and my Yahoo account. I have no idea why. Neither does our IT guy. So it just means I just cleaned up my email of 2,000 messages plus. Hey, we got to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue, where I've been going since I moved here to Redding 17 years ago. I can't say enough about them. Locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They've been around since 1960. You can make an appointment like I do at 530-244-9478 for a haircut, or you can just drop in. If they got an empty seat, you'll get it. But they, you know, they really keep to that appointment schedule. That Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. Not a salon, my friends. It's a barbershop. We'll be right back.
Are you a senior or part of a senior family in Northern California? Discover the Legacy Conference, Shasta County's premier event for seniors. Hi, I'm financial advisor J.C. Marrero, the founder of Legacy Builders Alliance. We invite you to join us for the Legacy Conference on August 3rd at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Admission is free thanks to Roof Savers. Explore vendor booths, attend interactive breakout sessions, and gain valuable insights from our local experts in finance, estate law, health, wellness, and so much more. Attendees will have the opportunity to be entered into drawings, to win giveaway prizes, visit food trucks, and enjoy free coffee. By pre-registering today, you'll receive an extra entry into our big giveaway valued at over $5,000. Also, the first 800 attendees will receive a free swag bag. Reserve your spot today at LegacyBuildersAlliance.org or by calling 530-364-4667. Take charge of your legacy and leave a lasting impact. We look forward to seeing you on August 3rd.
Come celebrate the 40th anniversary of the veteran-owned sandwichery at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. This mom-and-pop restaurant has been serving up delicious, quick, and fresh, made-to-order sandwiches with generous portions at a great price for 40 years. Enjoy a club sandwich, pastrami corned beef, a Californian with turkey, avocado, and cheese, an egg salad sandwich, roast beef, chicken salad, and I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. They also have vegetarian sandwiches and much more. Plus, hot dogs and homemade soups, potato salad, and big bakery-style cookies. Sandwichery is also a destination featuring unique World War II decor with inside dining and outside shaded patio seating. Sandwichery, celebrating their 40th anniversary this July. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 2 at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. Sandwichery, dine in or take out. Call 530-246-2020. That's 530-246-2020.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go. And come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Today, the 22nd of July, 37 in the morning, 78 degrees there, and we have some smoke out there, too, from the fires about 40 miles away, I was told. We've been talking about a variety of things. This is an open line Monday, so give us a call if you got something you want to say about anything. I was going to give like five topics, but if you got something that you want to talk about, give us a call at 530-605-4567. And of course, we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. I just saw a headline that says, "Is Biden's exit the latest episode of the worst reality TV show in the world?" But you've got some things.
Articles I was reading today about five habits for happy people. And they're very simple, but I would think that if you are looking at what's going on, it's very, very difficult, especially in our field. You know, you get up in the morning, if you watch the news first thing, or you get up and we're looking at headlines, you know, think about these five things that you can do in order to keep a happiness within you. Number one, go with the flow. That's number one on the item of five things to, you know, to practice mindfulness and being happy. Become absorbed in what you do. So in other words, I don't know, if you're growing a tomato, get into it. Number two, practice random acts of kindness. Take a moment to do nice things for others throughout your day. Number three, nurture your relationships. When it comes to your happiness level, personal relationships have a bigger impact than money, a job title, or even your health. Number four, express gratitude. Counting your blessings is a great way to take stock in the positive things in your life. And number five, celebrate good news. Sharing success and accomplishments with others have been linked to elevated joy and well-being. Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. How does a couple of things have happened? Under the new Supreme Court ruling about homeless being able, the cities and towns being able to take back their streets, they had a meeting here, the Board of Supervisors and the District Attorney and the Sheriff had a meeting. County Supervisor Kevin Cry met Monday with Shasta County Sheriff Michael Johnson to discuss how the city will take action on the homeless issue in the future. I'm getting this from KRCR. Cry ultimately says he wants people in need to get the help and support they need, but believes accountability is the first step. Supervisors, district attorney, as well as local law enforcement will begin discussing plans this week. Cry says they will discuss more on the issue in Tuesday's meeting. Since they now can do more about moving camps that are there illegally, they don't have to have a spot for them to go to. Specifically, however, there are many places out there. Cry says that it's a heartbreaking, really. I'm not excited about people going to jail. What I'm excited about is there will actually be some accountability. So if people break the law, they don't just get the shrug and say, well, that's nothing. There's nothing you can do about it. He'd like to see improvements the county can make for more guidelines on homelessness. So there's no less than 50 organizations within Shasta County that address the deal with unsheltered homeless individuals, and that's true. One of the things is, as we know, is the state of California spent $27 billion over the years to help homelessness, and what's happened is our homelessness has grown throughout the state of California, and there's no clear trail of the money where it all went to. There's a lot of money in helping homeless people. How much of it gets to the roadway there, though? I mean, how much of it goes for salaries? How much of it goes for overhead and all of this? Are there available organizations out there to help with homelessness? Absolutely. The question is what happens to the ones that want to live on the streets? And those seem to be the problem. We just had a guy coming, walking past our station four or five times, screaming at the top of his lungs and marching back and forth. And he obviously needs some help.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's either off his meds or he's never been on his meds or something. But if you had an organization that is there, which there are, to, you know, maybe get him into a safe place so he doesn't end up laying, you know, unconscious on the street.
Right,
but
right.
There are places like that. The police will, if they find him, will take him to one of these places to try and get him some help if he chooses he wants to go. Mentally unstable, he may not choose to go. And there's really nothing you can do about it. He's not destroying anything. He just obviously is having a bad day today.
Yeah,
a bad week or a bad year.
Our Lisa, our gal who is our bookkeeper, she's stuck somewhere. I don't know if she was visiting somebody or vacationing.
She was visiting. She was supposed to be back today.
But. Well, this was just came out. Delta Airlines apologized and offered frequent flyer miles to travelers for thousands of flight cancellations as the carrier struggled to recover. More flights have been canceled today. From Friday through Sunday, more than any other airline, 4,600 flights.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, then as of this morning, Delta canceled another 700. So just, people aren't making it up, folks. If they didn't make it home because they visited friends or they've gone out of town for a particular reason, there are 700 flights today have been canceled.
Wow. Okay.
We've got to take a break. But anyway, more on that.
All right. We're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you, then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauchs Landscape Supply. If you're a contractor, maintenance company, homeowner, or the do-it-yourselfer, Lauchs Landscape Supply is here to help. We offer lots of rental equipment like side cutters, fiber plates, concrete saws, tile saws, stump grinders, trenchers, even our popular mini-skid loader, and so much more that's available to go to work on your next project. We also offer trucking and delivery service of all types of products, whether it's our garden soil or gravel for your home, builder to level up your land, specified products for your commercial project. We offer multiple size trucks, making your load a payload every time, creating the most cost-effective way to get your load, whether you need a half yard or thousands of yards delivered to your job site. Lauchs Landscape Supply is here to help with knowledgeable staff that's ready to work. Find us on the web at lauchslandscapesupply.com. Give us a call at 378-2220 or just come see us 7 days a week at the corner of Dersh, Airport, and Churn Creek Road. And check out our store stocked with all the essentials to help make your yard the envy of the neighborhood. Lauchs Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer ball and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
and the Tower Hill lift, and the Statue of Liberty started shaking her face.
Yes, it's Monday morning, KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio, also streaming on KCNR1460.com. Well, we can. I hope we don't have any kind of outages.
Well, we had an outage last week.
Right.
Well, a couple weeks ago that took us off the air and cost people that we know like $5,000 because of all of the, because of the outages under Spectrum there. Hey, Representative Ronnie Jackson out of Texas, who used to be the former White House physician for Donald Trump, issued a statement with details about the injuries suffered by the president, in case you haven't read it. And he sustained a gunshot wound to the right ear from a high-powered rifle used by the would-be assassin. The bullet track produced a 2-centimeter-wide wound that extended down the cartilaginous surface of the ear. There was an initially sufficient bleeding, significant bleeding, followed by a marked swelling of the entire upper ear. The swelling's been resolved and the wound is starting to granulate and heal properly, but because there are many blood vessels in the ear, there's still some bleeding from the wound from time to time, necessitating a dressing. Given the broad and blunt nature of the wound itself, no sutures were required, which he addressed to the concerned citizens. So, Dr. Jackson thanked the medical staff who initially treated former President Trump at Butler Memorial Hospital in Pennsylvania, adding that the former president will have further evaluations, including a comprehensive hearing exam, as needed. Yeah, I guess that was a little bit loud. Somebody smacks you in the ear with a 5.56. Now, of course, now the calls have also gone up again to ban all semi-automatic rifles across America, and then they bring up mass shootings and all of this as if the semi-automatic rifle is in every one of the mass shootings. Most you'll find are from pistols, but that's a semi-automatic firearm too, which is probably next on the list to get rid of because people can't be trusted with rifles. It's kind of like I saw a bumper sticker on a car that I think most everybody has seen at least once. And the says, if guns kill people, then pencils misspell words and spoons make you fat.
Mm.
It's just a tool.
Yeah.
Just a tool. So other thing is that the Trump tax breaks are going to end on December 31st, 2025.
Really?
Yes. And what's that mean? It means that all those tax breaks, the lower tax brackets you were in, all of those start ending. It's going to be more itemizing. It's going to cost taxpayers more money. If they sunset like they're supposed to on December 31st, 2025, unless they're extended by Congress. So is Congress going to do that? Are they going to extend the Trump tax breaks? It'll be interesting to see if they do, because one of the things they talked about was that the Trump tax breaks just help the incredibly wealthy, which isn't true. I mean, we save money on our taxes. People in the middle income families save money on taxes. We didn't have to itemize as much. It's just that because the name Trump was put on it. So if they don't extend this. So in about 18 months, my friends, your taxes are going to go up. Is that something Harris will do if she's elected president? I don't know. It's just there's so many unknowns with Kamala Harris being the presidential candidate. I mean, she polls worse against Trump than Biden does. However, people aren't really paying attention. Now you can bet that everything that she has said, everything that she has done, starting back when she was in politics right here in California, she wasn't well liked in California by people.
Well, according to this article here, the situation the Democrats find themselves in is unprecedented in modern presidential history. A major party's presumption nominee decided to leave the race. But the good news for the Democrats is, this is according to NBC News, is in most cases there's already a rule for that. Established procedures and party rules, campaign finance laws, and state code governs most of the key questions facing Democrats and the country right now. Does Biden need to release his delegates? No. Does Harris get his delegates automatically? No.
No.
Do Democrats have to do a virtual convention still? Unclear. Well, when will Democrats pick their nominee? TBD. Could someone else still run against Harris? Yes, but no one has yet. Now, if you've got 50 of your different states that are saying that are Democratic states, or 50, the number 50 came up today that said, we support Harris.
Yeah, and the Democratic Party.
Okay.
In the states. Yeah.
And if you think that you have to get out to the face for the Democratic Party fast, when you only have a convention a month away or 3 weeks away, and elections are soon to be, wouldn't you want to pick somebody now? Like now, because you know
well,
what it is. There's a wash of the public of the citizens across our country that
would like to know.
Yeah.
Okay. And we'll find out there at the Democratic convention. But also, who's going to be the vice president? Here's names that are being floated: Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper. And he rose to national attention for opposing a bill that wanted to ban transgender individuals from public restrooms. He's in his second term as governor. He looks like it could be an emerging favorite for Harris. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro. Pennsylvania is up for grabs with right now Trump leading in there. California Governor Gavin Newsom. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear, another guy, he's 46, and floated as a possible vice presidential pick. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker, other contenders, Pete Buttigieg.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, that don't ever happen.
Because, you don't know that.
They need somebody from the outside. I think picking a governor is a good idea, especially from a state that they're not leading in right now, one of the swing states. Yeah, we'll see. As I saw the other day on CNN, that the way it is right now, if nothing else changes, Trump wins. Now, that was before Harris. Before Biden stepped out. So now we're going to have to see what that means. Is it worse for the Democratic Party? Is it better? But here's the bottom line is we need, as a country, to, one, tone it down, and, two, I don't care if you vote for Harris or Trump. I really don't. The country will get the leadership it votes for. But it is important that you get engaged and get out there. The Republican Party left their convention united and pushing forward. I think that you're going to see is that the Democratic Party is going to take some lessons from the Republicans on how to get their message out to the people. And we'll see. Anyway, it's been a very, very exhausting weekend with all this happening. Stand by, you're going to start seeing things from the Republicans about Harris that goes back to the time that she was a senator, when she was the Attorney General of California, and things that she's done now. Meanwhile, the attacks on Trump will just intensify.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow, Haven Humane.
A lot can happen in 24 hours.
Well, it sure has. He's the first... Biden's the first one to step down in a long time. not to run for re-election. LBJ did it. And he had so much baggage with the Vietnam War, and then you had Robert Kennedy who was pushing real hard at the same, you know, at the same time McGovern was. So it was a, and he said, "I'm not going to run, and if nominated, I will not run." So that was easy for the Democrats back then. Next, the last question, I guess, is...
I mean, the articles that are just flying now.
Oh, yeah.
Flying all over the Internet.
Yeah, all sides. Who's running the country right now? Is it Joe?
Yeah.
Or is it... Should Joe step down? J.D. Vance has called for him to resign. Saying, hey, resign. If you can't run for president, then how can you run the country? Because you don't have the energy to do two jobs at once, according to Biden, then is it time just to, you know, step aside? And that's why you have a vice president and put Kamala in there. After all this, hey, have a good day out there.
Yeah, absolutely.
There are so many things changing. I would recommend that you look at all sides of this thing, as we try to do, from Fox News to CNN to USA Today to what's that one you look at all the time? Your old Republican
Huffington
Post. Mm-hmm. All of these. This is an interesting time to live in. Have a good day and God bless America.
There ain't no easy way out.
Pastor Regional Medical.